That's when you opened up your heart and you told me to come in. Oh, my love. A thousand kisses from you is never too much. I just don't wanna stop. Oh, my love. A million days in your arms is never too much. I just don't wanna stop.
Too much, never too much, never too much, never too much.
Just to get me started, I called you up, but you weren't there, and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up, and to my surprise, there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you, cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble, and I'm so glad that I am winning.
Hello and welcome to the Aldo Theatre Show, the show all about arts and theatre on campus at Leeds University. To start you off this bright Sunday morning, we're going to start with a great song. Alex, what have we got lined up for us?
It's The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Oh, great one. From the film Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason.
I'm on the edge.
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. Let me look into the sun goes down.
Great song.
Absolute banger, I think is the word.
So, because you guys don't really know us, and to be honest, me and Dom and I, don't really know each other that well. We've been in a show together.
Yeah, a show, but, you know, don't really hang out. We don't hang out, which is a shame.
We're just acquaintances, we're just not really friends.
Not really mates yet. So we thought this morning we'd do a few quick-fire questions to get to know one another. So we've prepared some questions for each other. We don't know what they are. We haven't had any time to think about them. So you're going to hear our reactions as they play out. So I will start. Alex, what is your favourite body part on yourself and on the other sex?
Oh, my gosh. My favourite body part myself, I'm a very, very big fan of my guns.
Okay, yeah.
I've got an impressive set of arms.
Fantastic.
And
you lift?
I do lift.
Do you lift? Yeah. He lifts, bro. Okay, that's cool.
But on the opposite sex, truthfully?
Truthfully, come on, be honest. They want to get to know you, as do I.
I'm a big fan of a bum.
Of a bum. He's a bum man. Any ladies out there? He's single as a Pringle. If you've got a bum on you, then tweet this at This Is LSR, and we will get you in contact with Alex.
Well, we won't. Okay, right, Dom. Here's my question for you. I'm going to ask something less controversial now, hopefully. But if you could meet anyone alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, okay. Anyone alive or dead? Oh, that's really difficult. Actually, I would love to meet, I've forgotten his name, but I know who it is. He wrote a play, topical, that play is, what's it called? It's not Death of a Salesman, it's of the same era. He's an American...
Arthur Miller,
that's the one. Arthur Miller, absolute legend. I would love to meet him because the time that he was alive was such a crucial period in US literature. That I just think it would have been fascinating. And was it him that was married to Marilyn Monroe? Or was that someone else?
I don't know. We'll have to Google.
No, we'll have to have a little Google.
Sorry,
but
Mom.
If he was, I'd love to quiz him on the married life of old Marilyn. So, yeah, that's probably my guy.
Okay. Interesting. Right, have you got one for me now?
Oh, yes. For you? Right. Oh, this is fun. Okay. If you were reincarnated as an animal, what would it be?
Oh, this one I definitely know.
Yeah?
Okay.
Quite keen.
I'd be reincarnated as a lion.
Right, okay, that's quite a statement. That's quite alpha male.
No, it's not actually.
No?
It's very, in the lion species, especially in the Serengeti in Africa, it's usually the females that are the go-getters.
Ooh.
But a lion sleeps for 22 hours a day, and all it does is gets up to mate and to meet.
And, well, that... pretty much any guy's ideal lifestyle.
I can't think of anything better than that.
No.
But Dom.
Yeah.
Right, here I go.
Okay, here he goes.
If you had 24 hours left to live.
Oh my God.
What would you do?
Where
would you go?
24 hours? Oh God. Okay. Well, if I was in Leeds, if I was here, the first thing I'd do is go home. I would get a 2-hour train to go home and get my family.
So that's 22 hours?
No, or I'd try and get them up here. I'd go to my family.
Where
basically.
Is home for you, Dom?
Home is just north of the big old smoke, Londinium itself, just about 20 minutes north of city centre. So I would jet on down the East Coast line, go home, waste 2 hours. No, actually, I would take my friends on the train with me. So we'd have a big party on the train, 2 hours getting down there. Then when I was with my family, I would probably... spend the day with them doing really cool things because London is a great city. I don't think enough Londoners explore London. And I think that people really should go out and see their city a bit more. So I'd go and do all the lovely things I like to do. I'd probably try and visit as many bakeries as possible, eat as many cakes, and then I'd probably die happy.
Oh,
I know.
That sounds really boring.
Oh my God, what would you do then? Oh no, that's not the rules. What would you do?
Okay, if it was my last day,
yeah,
I'd buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I'd be going straight to NYC.
Would you?
Yeah. Then I'd go and see some West End.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I'd have to see what was cheap.
Alex,
just kidding.
Can we just point out, if you had 24 hours to live, you probably wouldn't even get to New York.
Yeah, I would. I'd fly.
It's like a 20-hour.
No, it's like a 5-hour.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not that far away.
I thought it was like 20 million hours. Oh, no, that's Australia. I don't do a geography degree.
And then I'd probably spend the rest of the day eating food in New York.
Mm, Shake Shack burgers, etc.
I think more like foie gras and,
oh,
and
really?
Haute cuisine.
Fine dining.
Darling.
Yeah, of course.
But
real.
Let's not think about 24 hours.
No.
We have at least 72 left to live.
Yeah, no risky business on a Sunday.
Should I ask you a question?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, Dom, what would it be?
If I could have any superpower, I would probably have to say, if you'd have asked me when I was younger, I'd probably say invisibility, because I was a nosy so-and-so back in the day. But now I'm
back
not really that bothered about anyone. So... Not in a bad way. I just don't really. I don't want to find out bad things about me that people are saying. So now I'd probably say, time travel. Yes, time travel. Definitely go back or forth.
I like that.
Future or past? Absolutely, without a doubt.
Okay.
Confirmed.
Interesting.
So, Alex.
Yes.
Are you a bath man or a shower man?
Well, I'm definitely a shower man. I haven't had a bath in years, but...
Yeah, you can tell. Way.
Why? Can you tell? Are you trying to suggest I smell?
Not of roses, that's for sure.
I smell wonderful. I pride myself on my scent. Yes, I like showers, but I love a bath. Like, I honestly really love a bath.
Yeah, after a long, hard day.
Like...
Sleeping, mating and eating.
Yeah, get into the bath. Have a slosh around.
Yeah.
Get my water pistols and
get everything together.
And have a good old laugh in the bath. But I feel like it's very much like a kid's thing, the bath. Like I want my mum there to pour water on my head.
Okay.
And to
just have more of a childlike time. I use them to absolutely chill out after a day. Bubbles, candles. Oh, love it.
Rose petals.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So if anyone wants to seduce me, a bath would be the one. I'm going to go in with the second one because I think we're really getting down to the nitty gritty. And my question to you, of a similar vein, are you a morning person or a night person?
A night person.
Wow, that was quite, you knew that.
Yeah.
Reason?
I don't function very well in the morning.
No.
I also have somewhat of a split personality in the mornings.
Oh, great. Well, it's 11 o'clock.
Because
well, 11:20. So.
Most people who know me know I'm a lovely, happy person, don't I? And in the mornings, I am not that.
You're doing well today, though. You are doing well today.
You know, 11 o'clock isn't so late.
No.
I think, you know, when you have to get up at 8 or 9, I'm a bit like a dragon. And also... I think the only thing that perks me up in the morning is eating something, and I can't really eat anything in the morning.
Oh, you're one of those.
Makes me feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
So
I look forward to breakfast. Oh, gosh, my favourite breakfast food.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Here's a quick question for you.
Okay.
Dom, what's your favourite breakfast?
Oh, that's a great question, Alex. Almost as if you planned it. My favourite breakfast food is probably either cinnamon French toast with fresh berries, vanilla cream, maple syrup and or honey, or waffles with a similar topping, and the berries have to be slightly frozen but kind of defrosted, so it's like a cold mouthful of deliciousness, and the vanilla cream can be substituted for Greek yogurt.
That's very very
that
specific.
Is yeah
That's
it
quite
is
sweet.
It is sweet. If I was going savory, now you've pushed me in that direction, I would have smashed avocado on toast with lime and coriander with a poached egg on top. Boom.
Do you Do you happen to know what the
Queen of the breakfasts?
What being middle class means?
I do love an avocado, but never buy them full price. So no, actually, I don't know what that means. I'm a sucker for a bargain.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Say, is it my turn? My turn. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, this is a lovely one. This is a lovely one. And one that if you guys want to let us know your answers to, you can tweet us at ThisIsLSR. So, Alex, what is your favourite thing to do on a Sunday afternoon?
On a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah. I had to think about that for a minute. But well, if you guys have any suggestions, tweet us, let us know.
There's a tradition. I'll introduce you to now that I'm actually a Jewish man.
Right,
and
okay.
There's a Jewish tradition that most Jews take part in on a Sunday afternoon, which is called bagel lunch.
Oh, lovely.
And bagel lunch involves bagels, but not just bagels. They're called bagels.
A bagel.
And they're baked and boiled rather than just baked.
Right.
So they're a bit more, they're a bit like chewy and crunchy on the outside. They're really lovely. And smoked salmon and cream cheese.
Oh, sorry, is that another a middle class thing there?
It's an age-old tradition of Jewish custom.
Yeah, okay.
Way before the
class system came into existence.
But
oh wow,
that's what I like to do with all my family. I like a nice glass of Pepsi Max.
Oh yum, to top it off.
And some kettle chips and
fantastic.
And my mum to bug me about
life,
about if I'm eating well, or if I've doing well at university, etc, etc.
All of the things that mums want to know.
Okay, Dom, here's my last question for you. And it's a big one.
Oh, God.
And I'm kind of hoping you might return the favour.
Oh, okay. Oh, I will. We'll finish on that.
You don't have to, but...
We'll see.
Dominique Alexander.
Yes, Alex Cherry.
What is your ultimate life goal? What's your ultimate life goal?
Oh, my ultimate life goal. This is a big one. And this, for anyone that knows me, is pretty obvious. I absolutely adore cooking and baking, as you can probably imagine from my response there to the breakfast question. Knew it, exactly. And my ultimate thing, I also have, well, quite a love affair with good coffee. So I would love in my life to blend the two of them and to actually own a bakery with a coffee shop on the side. That's my little thing. Already got the name, Zing and Zest Bakery. Yeah, copyrighted. Don't steal it. Please don't. So that's my little...
That's really cute.
That's my one. What's your one? What do you think you want to achieve?
I want to be the next James Corden.
Great.
Everything that James Corden has achieved, that's what I want to do.
So you want to go around with Gary Barlow and like look at his life in the past?
Gary Barlow? No, Gary Skip that bit out.
Oh, okay. But so not everything.
But I'd really like to have my own sitcom.
Yeah, that would be so good.
I'd really like to present a football-style panel show.
Yeah, that is very funny.
I'd really, really love to do some acting, do some musical work on stage.
Yeah.
He's in One Man, Two Governors, which was exceptional. Well done, James.
Yeah. Started young, though, in History Boys, didn't he?
Well, History Boys he did on stage and he did the film. But he was also in Fat Friends, which was brilliant.
Fantastic.
Our good old lead. Uh-huh. And I'd really love to do exactly what he did, but, you know, with the Charing slant. So that's my ultimate life goal. And I'd like to top it off with an Oscar as well.
Oh, just on the top. Well, Leo hasn't got one yet, Al, so, you know, that's not dream too big. Shall we?
I mean, I'm going to dream pretty big.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Okay, why not? It's a dream. It's exactly that.
You know, if Gwyneth Paltrow can get one...
That is true. No, that's exactly true.
Well, Dom, it's been really great learning about you.
It has been so fun learning about you as well.
I feel like I know so much more about you.
Yeah, I feel like we've connected on another level.
Should we put on a song?
I think it's about time. Let's go for it. What have we got?
I'm going to put on Born Slippy by Underworld.
Okay.
A big 90s tune from the film Trainspotting.
Great film.
And here we go.
Here we go. So enjoy this one, guys.
Thank you.
a song that is. Unfortunately, it's 12 minutes long, so just giving you a snippet this morning to be getting on with. But before we go any further, I think we should let our listeners know what we have in relation to theatre, because we've got to know one another in an arbitrary kind of sense, useless facts kind of way, you know.
We have.
But I think maybe we could get a little bit closer in terms of what we've done at university, in considering whether or not it's theatre group, a musical theatre society, or the stage musical society. There's lots of things we've been involved in. So, Alex, what have you done while you've been here your last two and a bit years?
So my first semester, my first show, my first audition, walked straight in, was Romeo and Juliet, which
Fantastic.
TG did. I had a little part. I was Abram.
Brilliant.
And I basically got beaten up on stage.
Oh no.
I got drunk on stage.
Oh wow, that's always fun.
I didn't deliver a message to Romeo.
Of course.
So then he killed himself. So
kind
really,
of is all your fault, actually.
The crux of Romeo and Juliet all comes down to my character. Yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing. Because he's not one that you'd, you know, typically associate with it, yet he is integral.
He is in school. Then, was I in anything second semester? I don't think I was.
No,
I think I auditioned for a lot of things, but I just wasn't right.
No, well, they always know what they're looking for, and perhaps you were not it this time.
I wasn't
but you got more chances, didn't you?
I did. In my second year, I was given a part in MT's Oh, What a Lovely War.
Fantastic show.
And I was given a smaller part, but then the main part, well, he had another commitment and had to pull out, and I was promoted to narrator.
Wow! Oh, that's so good! I didn't know that story.
And a certain Dominique came to see it.
Oh, I think she did. Yes,
and
I think
she
did.
She reviewed it.
I did. And that was before I knew you, actually, and I gave you a sparkling review.
Apparently I'm charismatic.
Yes, I think those were my words, actually. So that's something to put on your CV.
But then, once I'd finished Oh, What a Lovely War, I went for a little audition for a TG production called 24-Hour Improvathon.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And I met a lovely lady called Dom there.
So you did.
And she auditioned me.
I did indeed.
And she said, he's amazing.
I think that's a quote-unquote, definitely.
He's got to be in it.
Yes, that's what I said.
So we were in it, and it was absolutely fantastic.
It was so fun, wasn't it?
But do you want to hear a little story about the night before?
Okay, go on.
So obviously the concept of the 24-hour improvathon is that you stay awake for 24 hours doing improvised theatre.
Yeah.
The night before, I got into bed for an early night at about half nine,
which
10 o'clock.
Which is what we told everyone to do, yep.
I put on a nice little film. I was like, this will send me off straight away.
Yeah.
Have a cup of tea.
Nice.
The film I put on was Captain Phillips.
Oh, not heard of it.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Basically, he's a captain of a ship. I think it's like it's not a cruise. It's like when they transport goods.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it gets kidnapped and it gets hijacked by Somalian pirates.
Oh gosh.
And I basically didn't sleep all night because I was so on edge.
Right.
It was really
here in Leeds, the most landlocked city in the country.
It wasn't about that. I was just like, oh my days! Yeah. I can't believe this happened.
Oh my god.
Based on true story. So in fact,
Who
I stayed awake
it?
For 48 hours.
Holy moly!
So when you thought I was being lazy at about 5 a.m. falling asleep,
you were absolutely
on the Raleigh
dying.
Smithfield. That's why.
Oh my gosh. Wow, I didn't know that. And I'm glad you didn't tell me at the time because I'd have, well, probably just smacked you harder rather than been sympathetic. I was the bad cop. Lizzie was the good cop.
Very bad cop.
Yeah, I was really mean. No, it wasn't that bad.
I got my own back in a few ways, though.
Yeah, but
some of the sketches.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you're so hilarious, Alex, weren't you? Well,
why don't you tell us about your theatre history?
My theatre history in theatre group. Well, I have predominantly stayed within theatre group. I've not actually strayed out to MT or SMS, although I've got a lot of friends in both of them, which is quite nice. But it was merely... Yeah, friends. But purely by coincidence, I went to my first TG audition, as you did in first year, and was cast in a little known play called A Streetcar Named Desire.
Ooh.
And that was absolutely fantastic. I met some amazing people through that. Quite a few are still here at Leeds. Half of them graduated a couple of years ago. But still friends with those guys now, which is fantastic. And that gave me a real introduction into what Leeds do with theatre group and how much TG is important in the year. And at the end of first year, I had heard of this fantastic opportunity of taking a show to Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And I heard about this play called Tell Me a Secret, in which it was a verbatim piece of theatre based on other people's secrets.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh, I'll just go along. You know, I'm not really doing anything this summer. Haven't really got anything planned. I think I'll go and give it a go. So auditioned, got lucky, got through.
Wow.
And so started my fantastic journey into theatre in second year. So stayed up in Leeds for the whole of July, rehearsing and actually creating the piece. And then spent the entire month of August being in a play, basically, performing it every other day.
That's incredible.
It was a fantastic experience. And then in second year, I was in Vinegar Tom with the same directorial team, which is really cool, playing a witch. Oh, gosh, that scene.
That
I had
sense.
To be... Oh, thanks, mate.
Casting,
had to scream and get all witchy and...
Give us a bit of a taste there.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't. But I did have to do a Devon accent. That was great.
You're a Devon
Mary,
witch.
Where are you going? Yeah, Devon witch. It was down in Somerset or something. It was fantastic. So we had to do our vocal warm-ups every morning, which was quite fun. And yeah, in second and third year, I'm now currently the project coordinator for the theatre group committee.
Oh,
yeah,
big wig.
Little big wig you've got in the studio today, Al. So it's actually a fantastic experience. We're running some workshops at the moment, which will be really cool for our members to get involved in if you didn't get in a play in the first time round. There's just lots of things on, basically. So that's my history. I do a bit of theatre reviewing, you know, for the paper. For a couple of magazines, a bit of blogging.
You didn't mention
bit of fun.
That's an improv show.
I did not. Oh my gosh, I've done so much actually listing it now. It's a bit mental, really. This is why degree comes 10th on my
Crazy.
List of things to do. But the improvathon was amazing. I ran it with a lovely lass called Lizzie Morgan, who ran a LSR program last year called Tweets of the Week. She's a great gal. And her and I shared responsibility of directing the improvathon using workshops and getting the cast together and stuff. And it was a really, really fun experience. I'm going to do it again this year. Hopefully with the newly formed Improv Society, which has actually been made by a girl called Hannah, who was in our cast last year. And
she's
now branched out and done her own Improv Society, which is a fantastic thing, you know, just bringing more performance to the Performance Society of Leeds.
So what I'm a bit worried about is, obviously you're going to be auditioning people, and I'm going to be coming for an audition.
I bet you are.
Am I in?
I can't make any promises at the Mo. I can't make any promises at the Mo. But
understandable.
Your talent in the past has shone through. So
oh, stop it!
I know I shouldn't, but I shall. You have been a fantastic member of the cast. You're very easy to work with, and your imaginative nature helps you a lot with improv.
Blushing, and you are also equally as brilliant to work with.
Thank you
as
so
narrator.
Much. Oh, brilliant.
Well, that's great.
I've got to know us.
Yeah.
I believe that you've been out and about on campus, though, with some other theatre things that aren't to do with Leeds Uni.
No, it is
you've
directly
been... Oh,
with
is
Leeds
it?
Uni.
Oh, but it's not a performance society.
No, they're not a society. They're
so what
a
have you
company,
been up to?
A theatre company called Naked Flame Theatre Company.
Okay.
And you can hear about it all through the exclusive interview I did this week.
Fantastic. So that's coming up next. Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you in a mo.
So we have an exclusive for you right now. I'm speaking to a new theatre company on campus. Hey, guys, how are you doing? Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Imogen.
So, guys, tell me about Naked Flame.
So Naked Flame Theatre is something that we've just set up this year. We are...
Third years.
And we're doing it as kind of part of a module, but we're also doing it because it's
what we want to do.
Yeah. And we're hoping to keep it on after uni.
So this is theatre and performance module, yeah?
Yes. Yeah.
So how do you get marked on this?
You actually get marked on your kind of business plan rather than on how good the actual shows are. So we get marked on...
However,
obviously they're going to...
We intend to be great.
Yes. But we get marked on kind of our business plan, budgeting, like how well we done, and do a presentation and a couple of essays.
We have a Dragon's Den assessment.
Oh, we have a Dragon's Den, yeah.
Wow, that's nutty.
Yeah.
So, guys, tell me, what's the first show going to be?
So the first show is... Do you want to do this?
Okay, I'll do it. November the 16th at the Library Pub, upstairs venue. Be there. It's going to be duologues and monologues, a bit of a showcase. Because we're a non-profit organisation, it's also a bit of a fundraiser. So we're going to be selling cakes, people buying booze, and sitting down to enjoy some hopefully really good raw contemporary theatre.
Okay, that's cool. So obviously you're a theatre company. Mm-hmm. So tell me, have you hired some actors for your company, or how does that work?
We have auditioned actors. We haven't hired them. We're not paying them, unfortunately, at this stage.
Not yet.
But we've auditioned some brilliant, brilliant little actors and actresses.
We've got a cast of 7 at the moment.
Yep, 7. Just a really small company. We're going to be getting them to do like a couple of pieces each in it, I think. Mm-hmm. So we've got our first rehearsal tonight, actually. Yeah. We're just going to kind of throw material at them and see how they respond. Mm-hmm. So we auditioned for it.
Very much kind of like into working with actors rather than casting them. So we haven't got characters that we've cast for. We've got a company of people that we're going to work with.
Yeah, we want their input into what kind of stuff they want to do as well.
So obviously you have your actors. Are they going to stay with you? Are they your company for future performances, or is it open auditions for all your shows?
We will be running auditions for each show. Okay. But of course, the more we get to know you and know your style, if it works with us, then...
Then you'll probably get cast again.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
So your friends, your best friends, they've got the roles, yeah?
No! No. In fact, we had none of our best friends turn up to the auditions. Yeah, supportive lot, they are,
no? Yeah.
Yeah, so no, we haven't cast a company as such.
We've just cast for this particular show,
yeah.
Okay, so let's talk quickly about your shows. Is it new writing? Are they shows that have already been written? Where have they come from, etc.?
So for this one, we're doing already existing material, contemporary like monologues and duologues, as I said.
However, we may adapt and devise around it.
We can adapt and devise around it, but the aim with the theatre company in the long run is to make it new writing and devised, but we just didn't have time for this one, basically, to get anything of really good quality, and we obviously wanted our first one of new writing to be really good.
Good.
Okay, I understand that. So tell me a little bit, obviously... You've decided to go with new writing. Do your company have a style? I mean, are you going for immersive theatre, or are you going for sort of contemporary, or, you know, what's going on there?
Very contemporary. Contemporary issues. Yeah. We're quite...
We have same style.
Yeah.
I think why we think we work is because Molly and I have a very similar writing style and kind of thematic style.
Yeah.
We're both into kind of current issues. We don't want to sound like feminists, but we like...
Hey, I'm a feminist.
Well,
and
so am I.
I don't want to sound like feminist.
And so am I, but like, oh God, okay. Carry on now.
Women's issues, contemporary issues, things like that, kind of raw, quite gritty material. Like, obviously, a bit lighthearted and fun sometimes. Like, we don't
want
to be...
real.
But yeah, real
meaty stuff. Like, that's my favourite word, meaty.
Meaty stuff.
With the hand action.
That's really interesting to say contemporary issues and women's issues.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of the binary. That's what you're definitely going for. Are you are you thinking with the new writing coming in that you might be open to wider things like political issues or things like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but by contemporary issues, I mean, like, I think everything, every piece of theatre has a political element, whether you want it to or not. But yeah, definitely. We're not going to do a David Hare. We're not going to, write about... a political thing.
No.
But I think definitely like politics will influence us
kind
a lot.
Kind of like what current issues affect us nowadays.
Yeah.
And people rather than a current issue, and we're going to focus on it. We also have both of us an interest in mental health. So that's something we might also touch on in the future. But we're not going to turn into sort of a...
it's not going to be overtly political.
No.
It's just going to have...
No.
Yeah. Political tendencies.
Touching on little things here and there that affect us nowadays in life.
That's interesting. That's really refreshing, I think. What I'm going to ask you now is, let's just say, completely throw it out there, on mocks, what do you think you'll be aiming for in mocks-wise for this show?
Do you mean for the module?
Yeah, for your module.
For module.
Well, we're aiming for a first.
Yeah.
Okay, and who are your tutors?
It's...
Anna Upchurch and Scott Palmer,
who's also my dissertation tutor.
So if they were to hear this now, what would you like to quickly say to them? Any compliments?
that we think they're really great and we love their work and we've been really proactive and really organised.
And I love Anna Upchurch's Texas twang.
Yes, her accent's beautiful. And we're going to be really great students.
Let's just finish with, do you have any words for any aspiring company producers or writers or anyone who you might want to work with in the future?
I feel like we'd have to be more...
No, come to us with ideas. Oh, yeah, we want to hear from you. We've already had a conversation with someone in, like, Robin, in our year, who said, oh, we do be interested in, like, taking other people's writing and stuff. 100%.
We're very open at the minute. We're just kind of doing what we love rather than...
I can't speak for Molly, but I'm much more of a... coming from a directing point of view. So the writing side, yeah, I'd love people to come with, like, writing ideas and
Give it a go. Just go for it. Yeah. Do everything you can do and see what happens.
Okay. That was a great interview. You both spoke brilliantly.
We did.
If I wanted to find you on maybe a certain social networking website, is there a handle you could give us?
Absolutely. For anyone that wants to find out more information, find us on Facebook, Naked Flame Theatre, or Twitter.
Twitter's the same, possibly.
Not said with confidence there. But
I presume once you find it on Facebook, you can find the link on Twitter.
All our information's there. Give us a like. We'll be updating regularly. And for any other questions or queries, you can contact us at nakedflametheatre@gmail.com.
Thanks so much for speaking to us, guys.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to see what you have in store.
Thank you.
Is a feature And that is fun line learning. So we've grabbed someone from the theatre and performance course, or someone that has a play on at the moment, either in TGS, SMS or MT. And we've asked them to come in and use us to help them learn their lines. So today we have the fantastic Leanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Leanne.
And what play are you in, Leanne, at the moment?
With TG, Pains of Youth.
Ah, fantastic. So that's on in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, 28th to the 30th, just plugging it there.
Brilliant, yeah. We'll have the whole cast in a week's time to give us a little bit of a rundown.
So, Leanne, what character are you playing?
I am playing Irena. She's very strong-willed, and she's quite aggressive at times, but actually it's just because she's very, very vulnerable, and she kind of steals someone's man, basically. That is my character.
Okay, so what characters would you like us to play? Would you like me to play Freyder or Heidren?
I would love you to play Freyder, and Dom
so
can play Patel.
Is for me.
Okay, let's see now. Tip the tongue, teeth and lips.
Freyder enters from Desiree's room.
Plotting, are we?
We're waiting for Murray!
Of course!
I'm so lost. I don't even know what you're saying.
Been inspecting the room!
Nar!
Spotless from top to bottom. Our fully fledged doctor's an embracing man.
She's allowed to be happy.
Here's to health, happiness, and a long life.
Cheers!
That Mary of yours is very lucky lately.
Science would argue that health doesn't exist.
Little Miss Science is reading her nice new book. Let's not disturb her.
I'm not arguing anything.
But wasn't that your voice just now that woke me up?
I've always thought you listened behind doors.
And spy through chaos.
Really?
Of course.
We've nothing to hide.
Nothing? I didn't already know.
Don't let him intimidate you, Herr Patrell.
Think of me, Dolly.
We beg your pardon?
And you are a sweet little poppy.
You're drunk.
Two little Dolly's playing with each other.
Would you please show me out, Herr Patrell?
What a handsome young man our Dolly is.
I thought we were waiting for Marie.
We can wait downstairs.
Whatever will she think?
That your presence drove us out.
Oh, poor poppet.
Oh, come on.
Stop acting the fool. Please.
I'm waiting for Desiree.
Desiree's room is next door.
Is that so?
This is ridiculous.
What is it you're reading? Come on, sit here with me, Petrel. I'm taking this.
Please don't get up.
If she were just a bit less malignant.
You shouldn't provoke her.
Such a pretty little thing.
You can keep your tasteless remarks to yourself.
Bob, back on from.
Hey, do you think Marie's staying until the end of the exam?
I doubt it.
I tell you what I will predict, Petrel. Desiree will get a distinction.
Ooh.
Desiree get distinctions in everything.
You should know.
That girl's a real all-rounder.
Spare us the details.
Now he's being tasteless. What are you going to give Marie?
I ain't decided yet.
For me?
Marie doesn't drink on principle.
Then Dolly should change her principle.
He's too busy adopting them.
So we're in agreement, my puppy.
Oh, do shut up.
Actually, Marie's got a healthy constitution.
Got what?
Exactly. There's no such thing as a healthy constitution.
There's certainly nothing healthy about being young. Your mind's still half drugged up by sleep.
A mind still half drugged by sleep. That is beautiful, Irene.
You're just being... You're just being seduced by your words. Being young is a danger zone. Being young means potential proximity to death.
Well done. That was, you know, all your lines. And well, why not phase?
Well, I just had to. I just had to check some. You guys were really terrifying me.
Yeah.
Did you not like our Pirates of the Caribbean?
I absolutely loved your Pirates of the Caribbean. Especially when you were like, petrol!
I think Irini is my favourite.
Irini.
Yeah.
What's your director? Who's directing it?
We have Graham and Emily. So Graham John, Emily Clark. So they are both very, very lovely.
They would be interested in maybe stylising it towards a more Pirates of the Caribbean kind of thing? Mm.
They were thinking, wow, what if this play was in pirate language? Yeah. And they were like, yeah, that would change the whole great dynamic. So they're going to give us false teeth, peg legs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So this was almost like a rehearsal period for
you. Yeah, it really is. You guys have really helped me with it, actually. Wow. Really brought forth the imagination of the pirate.
On a more serious note, though, we have helped you with corpsing somewhat.
Yeah.
Because it was mainly just us that were laughing. You were quite silent.
I was laughing at you, but I am good at corpse. I'll hold it if I need to.
Irina does laugh a lot anyway, so you were quite naturalistic with your laughter, I found.
Well, Leanne, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much for coming on the
Thanks, guys.
Show.
Good luck with learning your lines.
Yeah, and we'll probably speak to you soon to tell us a little bit more about Pains of Youth in a couple of weeks' time.
That'd be great. Thanks, guys.
Toodle pep. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Somebody everyone knows. They gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy.
So that was Roxy by Renee Zellweger. And with us in the studio at the moment, we have the fantastic Saved cast and crew.
We're here. Hey.
And they're here to tell us a little bit about the first play of the semester with Theatre Group, TG. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the show?
Okay, so Saved is set in 1965 South London Council Estate. And it follows a kind of group of young people. And kind of there's a love triangle between three characters. Pam is kind of at the centre of it with it, among kind of Fred and Len. And yeah, pretty much Pam falls pregnant and things kind of develop from there.
Things go bad.
Things happen.
Kind of awry, yeah.
So, guys, there's a lot of you in the show. As the production team, have you found it difficult or hard trying to organise people or get things off the ground?
It's great. We've got a really good production team. We're really fortunate to have some great people working on this with us. Yeah, it's been quite challenging. There's a lot of stuff to get. Like, for example, we've had to get a boat for one of the scenes, a small wow. rowing boat. So that's been a bit of a challenge. But...
Just to stop you there a second, where do you get a boat from?
Well, our stage manager, Katie Hill, actually, she knows a friend of hers actually has one. But we've had to, like, organise a career for it and everything. But, it's been crazy. That's really crazy few weeks.
Definitely. So, how did you go through your audition process when you were finding people? Did you know exactly who you were looking for, or did you just kind of see what the TG members had to offer?
skill set, talent. Yeah.
No, I mean, we were so lucky because we were in Freshers Week, so we had so many people turn up who were really, really good. We didn't kind of precast too much because we knew like Leeds is such so much talent, like it's incredible. So we just kind of seeing what people could bring, and these two I've got sat next to me they just brought it. So it was great. All we did was like fun and games, and then ran a couple of scenes, and then callbacks. We had how long was callbacks? Like 6 hours.
Oh my god, it was so long.
What?
It was intense.
Romeo and Juliet a couple of years ago was about the 4 or 5 hour mark, but six—that's got
to
be the biggest.
It was long. We wanted to get
some
the two leads
got
right.
Some people to go after like 2 hours, and then the mains had to stay for
they kept
6 hours.
For a long time.
Exactly.
They kept us in competition right till the
they
end.
They made you work sitting there with your rivals.
You think you're going to get it, and then suddenly you'd be like, oh god, maybe he's got it, maybe she's got it. Yeah. Oh.
Come on, Elliot. You've been in a lot of plays. You must have thought, I've got this in the bag. It doesn't matter now.
Not really. I was quite... When I walked in, I was a bit nervous. Not going to lie. But then got into the role. And one thing led to another. And suddenly, Marcus gave me a phone call when I had to run outside in my towel because he couldn't get any signal. And told me that I was Len. But I'm looking forward to playing the part.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Len?
Len.
Who's he as a bloke?
As a bloke, well, Len isn't like the rest of the lads in the play.
Okay.
The rest of the lads are quite sort of laddie, like, yeah, we like to go out, do all this sort of stuff, but Len would prefer sort of a night in with a cup of tea.
Aww.
Sort of a chilled one.
Yeah.
And he falls for this girl, Pam, after indulging in a night of romance.
Romance.
But then suddenly another... man gets involved, the love triangle forms.
Elliot, don't give the show away.
I'm not.
That's the first scene.
This is the first scene. Don't worry about that. And then there's a lot of drama, and the question is, will Len?
So Jen,
sorry, just cut me off there.
Elliot, you've said way too much about the show already.
Spoilers.
People will not come and see it now. Just kidding. But Jen, I was going to ask you. Obviously, you're playing Pam, Elliot, Len's. Bit on the side or whatever it is.
Well, no. Oh, Len is Pam's bit on the side. Just saying.
The truth comes out. Have you found it difficult to work in such closeness with Elliot?
Has it brought
you closer together?
So the first scene is the bit that Elliot described is literally the first scene. Okay. This night of passion. It almost. But that was literally the first scene we did together.
Yeah.
So we read through the script and we're like, oh, this is a bit awkward. And then first rehearsal, Marcus is like, right, guys, so get on top of each other. And yeah, so that was a nice little baptism of fire.
Yeah.
Now we're best friends.
Jump straight in with both feet. Yeah,
exactly.
It's the best way to do it, isn't it? Get out of the way.
Do you think that potentially could be your favourite scene of the play?
God, no. No, it's a fun one.
It's enjoyable. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny scene.
But it's incredibly awkward.
What?
Marcus, have you got a favourite scene or a line that you've found particularly interesting?
Well, I do have a favourite scene. Actually, I'm going to be controversial. It's not actually the one that these two are in. It's actually quite a famous scene. It's a scene 6, which is kind of a very famous scene. I won't actually say what happens to it because it's a big part of the play and it's a massive spoiler.
Yeah.
But yeah, it involves not these two, but kind of a little bit of these two, but mostly the rest of the boys, most of the cast. And yeah, it's set in a park, and yeah, a lot of things kind of happen in that scene.
Wow. Yeah, my least favorite scene. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, Jen, you kind of it can't. It's, a few people can't kind of watch it because it is a bit kind of.
I leave the room.
It's controversial. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jen has left the room. Kind of time to rehearse it now because it is quite
the audience type.
Yeah,
yeah, it's stuff, gonna yeah. It's gonna be quite. Yeah, if audience come and see it. It's gonna be quite. Yeah, you
it
might
is amazing,
sit back
but it's very
bit.
Bold.
Okay.
Wow. So, guys, tell us where we can see your performance and how we can buy tickets.
Okay, so the performance Saved is on next week, Wednesday to Saturday, 22nd to 25th of October, in Stage 1 at Stage at Leeds. Yeah, you can get tickets.
You can get tickets online or from the Stage at Leeds website, or you can go to the box office, or you can get them at the one of our stalls on the Union from 10 to 4. But if you do that, please come and say that you're coming to see Elliot, because
no.
Because if you do, then my numbers tally up and I'll be in with the chance of winning a prize.
Oh, there's something there for the lucky popular one.
Could
the
it
cast.
Be a bottle of wine? Ooh,
what social media have you guys got going on? Can we see backstage pictures and stuff?
They kind of hit it really hard. We've got quite a lot. We've got our Twitter, which at our Twitter and our Instagram, which is @saved_TG. And on there, we've got lots of backstage pictures, some quite fun pictures.
Yeah.
And, Twitter updates. And then we've also got some YouTube videos going up now.
Well, guys, it's been lovely to speak to you. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Elliot. It's been a beautiful interview, and we look forward to going and seeing you soon.
So that's all we've got time for today on the Aldo Theatre Show. I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. Unfortunately, Alex has had to dash off across campus to do something theatrical. But we'll be back next week, next Sunday at 11 o'clock. So thanks so much for tuning in, whether you've been listening online, on your mobile, or tweeting us at This Is LSR. I'm Dom and I'm signing out. So see you next time. Bye-bye.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Sound.
Students.
In Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.